He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Tucker. Tonight, it's me and you, your family and your cousins, too, rolling down the strip. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, I want to hear from you. So, hit me off with a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, I want to hear from you. You know, I do this show because I like to hear myself talk, not because I like to hear y'all talk and hear what's on your mind, your collective minds and opinions, because a lot of times I get stuff that comes from y'all. So 646-929-2037, you're my motivation. Motivate me. And if you're too scared to be motivated on the phone, you can feel free to email me. Dick@smoothdrama.com. I will answer your email. Once again, that's dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will definitely answer your email or read whatever you want. Well, that's part of answering your email. Also, you can, if you're listening to me live, you can go into the Blog Talk Radio chat room, or you can also go to livestream.com/sdrama. To check out my face that's made for radio. You know, I have a very handsome radio face, and I want you to partake in it. Breathe it. Love it. Bask in it. Also, to keep up with any special events we got going, every now and again we do something. Feel free to text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And I, or a representative of I, which would be me, or him. Anyway, we'll holler back. We'll stalk you and you can stalk us. Been a long day. Been in the middle of moving today. And moving. Whew, moving sucks. Every day of the week, moving sucks. But, hey, I have my brand new Smooth Drama studio. And it's about to be on. I'm telling you. Stuff that I'm be putting out here in Smooth Drama studio, y'all not even going to be able to comprehend. It's going to be crazy. But hey, that's what I do anyway. Speaking of crazy, St. Charles Medical Center acknowledged that doctors use a partially disinfected scope during several patient colonoscopies last year. The revelation comes as one of those patients, coincidentally, is suing the hospital for negligence. Oh, my God. According to the suit, which was filed last week by attorney Jennifer Coughlin, the hospital failed to fully disinfect a scope that had been used on four previous patients last year. That is nasty. I mean, we know, if you don't know what a colonoscopy is, it is the cleaning of your colon, and that's where your body has caked on feces. So it's a cleansing procedure. Help to better bring health to an individual, you know, cleaning out the toxins, frees your body up to do, you know, what it's supposed to do. And the fact that they use the same one on four different people, oh my God, that is horrible. horrible. Boy, I mean, you know, I talk about when people talk about having a shitty day, that shitty day to a whole nother level of the game. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's everybody's suit. Because I couldn't imagine you telling me I'm going in because I want this procedure to cleanse me, to better my health, but instead I get a used. Anyway, maybe that's like used rubbers. Maybe, I don't know. I've never had a colonoscopy. I've cleaned my colon, but that's using pills. And it's for anyone who's ever done that, they can shake their heads with me that when you're cleaning your colon, that's all you're doing. You're doing nothing else. That time that you set aside to clean your colon, that's pretty much all you're going to do. Maybe you can read something or watch a movie, or if you happen to have cable and DVR, you can stop it because you pretty much stuck. Well, I'm thinking they're going to win. They deserve to win. You do something like that. Speaking of doing something bad, it's women. Now, granted, we have a problem with abuse in the world, because I'm not going to say this country, because women get abused all the time around the world. And we highlight that. People, you know, it's one of those things. We try to talk about how women are abused and you want to help. But the abuse of men never really gets highlighted. Case in point, I was watching Charlie Murphy, and he talked about how this very same thing, how a woman gets abused, and it's awful. But a man gets abused, and everybody's like, well, what did he do? Not what did she do, what did he do? Case in point, it's a husband who was shot in the genitals by his wife. A witness told police that the wife, they heard the couple arguing in the kitchen, and the wife told the husband, if you don't give me my card, I will shoot you. A short time later, the witness said she heard a gunshot and called the police. Officers arrived, and the victim, 50 years old, told them he had been shot in his penis. he said he was showing his gun off to his wife in their bedroom and showing her how to use the safety, and then practicing with the gun, the man said his wife accidentally shot the gun and shot him in his genitals. Now, we know that he was covering for her ass, because obviously if someone hears that they're having an argument and she shoots him, and then they show up. I mean, I guess he's being a good guy. I don't know the particulars, but it's awful. I'm like, is there a real outcry when men are abused like this? Is there? Anybody care? I tend to think that there should be an outcry, because it's equal. You know, we talk about equal rights, whatever, but when women abuse men, it should be brought up. I know that's not what people want to hear, but shit, man. Women cutting dudes' balls off, cutting dick off, I mean, doing stuff like that, and then she shoots her husband. Man, to me, that's awful. I feel like violence in a relationship should never be. And we breaking up. You shoot me in the balls, that's it. I don't think there's too much Well, not in the balls, but she shot him in the penis. But I don't think that we can revisit that. But I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that that never happens. And I hope that never happens to anybody out there listening. I do not want you to shoot anybody in the penis. And I hope none of the men listening ever get shot in the penis. Here's to you, fellas. Anyway, sitting here in the state of California, we're going to get back to some real stuff here. Yes, our esteemed new Governor Jerry Brown has made his first cut. He cut cell phones. His first executive order as governor was to order the cell phones of over 48,000 state workers to be confiscated by June 1st. And I guess that's supposedly half of the state's cell phones. He's saying eliminating those bills will save state taxpayers about $20 million a year. Now, I'm like, why are they only taking half? It's the age of the cell phone. Why does anyone need a cell phone funded by taxpayers? I'm thinking the government officials, whatnot. Hey, you got a plan? You can afford the unlimited plan. I'm thinking the unlimited plan for everybody ranges in between 70 and 100 bucks. You telling me that these elected officials can't afford that? Just saying. I mean, this is, the symbolic gesture, because they were also talking about, he was talking about cutting other state programs, whatnot. So maybe this is something where he's trying to do this as a political ploy, and then I'm going to come back and make them real cuts and say, well, we're cutting everybody. But I'm saying, cut all the, nobody should have a taxpayer-funded cell phone. Nobody. Because if you're making the money that they're making, they can afford a cell phone bill. And there are plenty of unlimited plans, all the minutes, all the texts you want. Use that phone. As a matter of fact, when you're making $100,000, $150,000, you can afford to have two cell phones. One for you and your loved ones, and one for business. Write it off as a tax break, but it shouldn't be funded by taxpayers. Taxpayers should not be paying the cell phone bills of folks who make more money than them. Now, I know some folks say that's hate, but I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real. That makes no sense to me. But that's me. And on that note, we gonna go to our first break. This is a song by my homies HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, off their album The Weeknd. This is Autobahn.
Like hip from Maryland. If you ain't about change, I ain't caring. Then you rappers, I know rappers can flow out here in Houston.
You need a HR and then a SSD. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty Spiller for show. And know the boy, my man.
I need you, my level.
It's Savvy got the rest. You need a HR and then a SSD. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty Spiller for show. And know the boy, my man.
I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
I know no parameters. Zip line high for McCullough, took the challenger. Not many MCs left here to challenge, but still rough back, kick the chap, run the batter up. Lips on chap, cause his rap shit is lather up. In the crunch, I'm Nestle when I get a hunch. Stick a punch, still a pump, or a punchline rapper. Sugar Ray, Elder Flow Saga, rap badger, kill your whole swagger. Got me looking back at memories. Should I see rap getting this weak? I can't call it, but I don't frolic with the fraudulent. Lost a lot of heart in it, still though I target it, slaughter it. When the clock turns, burn the rhetoric. Make sure I represent. Scotty don't get you, then the voice in a settlement. All of our racing on the track for the hell of it. Yeah.
You need an HR and then an SSD. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty Spin was show. And know the boy, my man.
I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest. You need an HR and then an SSD. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty Spin was show. And know the boy, my man.
I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
Mine ain't been the same since a nigga turned 30, man. Golden Lake the track, I'ma ride it like a train, man. Cold train, right? Brother Slain, man. 747, but I gotta be the working mate. Nigga wanted food for thought, I serve it on his dinner plate. Spoon, fork, butter knife. Lemon in his glass of ice. CQ, attitude, ravishing his drinking brew. Rolling with my yard for a sorta like the Jimmin' dude.
Smoking that wig, feeling fine. Got me a 40 and a fat ass.
Me and my crew run the court like a fire slammer. Jammer with grammar for boys locked in the slammer. From moving that woman hammer. Baking soda, made his soda, made in water. Made him sorta, kinda wanna find a new way to make a living. Made a killing, dealing audio. To be top villain, chilling on the billboard. Top 40, top story headlines. Another rapper died, living fabricated lies. Another weekend, should have saw it in his eyes. I ain't surprised.
And then the SSD, we shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty Spin was show. And know the boy, my man.
I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
Woo, woo. That's the sound of the beast. Woo, woo. There go the sound of the street to the pound and the beat. H-Town, what a feat. What it do, what it don't, what it is, what it be. Would it be out of line if I said coming down? Or coming out hard with a millimeter line? Or count it one more time, see that booty from behind. This is underground king spit, organized noise with aggravated monkeys still swinging from a vine. Dripping on that other level, wood wheels on recline. Said it's 3 in the morning, man, I'm about to lay it down. Cause it's time to add it up, I-10 and 59. Get down to the lesson and the question. Is it dead or progressing? Whose fault? What you talking about?
Man, what you talking about?
Nothing but the call and not. I had to bring it up cause some of y'all done forgot about it. Saying I ain't hip hop, draped up in drip dot. Sitting on the porch in my sock, that's a flip flop. Bubble on the bottom till we make it to the tip top. Autobahn drive, just to catch me at a pit stop.
Radiation or something, I don't know what was going on.
Like I'm from a movie or something. It was real weird.
I just remember seeing some type of light.
Like a beam of light.
Damn, it was just this like big old bright light. White light.
Together you got to move.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. That was HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, Autobahn off their new album, The Weeknd, which is almost here. Oh. If you want to hear, well, not if you want to hear from me, because if you're listening, you actually are hearing from me. But, of course, I like to hear from you. So you can give me a call, 646-929-2037. If you don't want to do that, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. So I can say what you say and be like you. I'll be your parrot. Oh, I didn't come out right. Speaking of something that didn't come off right, in the annals of, yeah, we kind of knew that already. You know, we get these studies and they tell us shit that we already knew, have known forever in the day, and gonna know next week and the week after. Even though it's sort of like saying, like, hey, Luke, Darth Vader is your father. This is what happens. The census comes out and says the number of poor may be millions higher. Wow. Just break it to us. Oh, my God, I didn't know. Oh, we're in a recession? Oh, the economy's doing bad? Oh, there are more people on social assistance programs? There are more people unemployed? Yeah. I didn't know that. And I'm sure you, listener, are shocked also. It must be a hell of a shock. You're like, oh, my God, really? They say 1 in 6 Americans, many of them 65 and older, are struggling in poverty due to rising medical care and other costs. Now, this is from the census figures. What's funny about that is, remember, a lot of people last year, you remember when old folks was tackling each other in these town hall meetings? You remember that? Folks is out there protesting. No medical universal health care. No, we don't want no health care. Numbers come out. Old folks are the ones who are in poverty because old folks need to go to the doctor. Old folks need medical care. And it's one of them sad situations. That is not really a shock, because it seems like, and I don't know how to say this nicely, but people are cheap pawns of the power structure when the power structure doesn't want you to have health care and doesn't want you to be able to have affordable health care because it comes out of their pocket. So they manipulate you. And you do, y'all saw it. I'm not the only one that saw old folks fighting, tackling each other in town hall meetings. Now the numbers come out that, hey, that universal health care probably could have helped them. I mean, everybody talk about the cost. I mean, we spend a lot of money. Do people really care about the cost of anything here? I know, and I'm sure there's some other folks out there that know that we probably gonna one day soon have to pay that bill. Because, no one left to shoot and make them work for you for really, really cheap. But at this particular point in time, We still have a society where you have a 5% who are, well, maybe, is it 5%? Maybe even less percent of that who make all the money. They're wealthy. They do quite well for themselves, and they pass it on. Some of y'all call them royalty. I don't know what makes people royal. And I don't really care. I don't look at no, I'm not bowing to no man or woman. Like, oh, it's the queen. Okay. I'm a king in my own mind. I'm not bowing to no other man. Bowing? And then you prop them up. They don't have jobs. They make money. And, people pay for that. I mean, we have these systems here. We don't necessarily have royalty. We have what you call Congress. in the House of Representatives and other local officials who get money we pay for, and I guess people are happy with the system that they have because they figure maybe one day it'll be me and it'll be all good. But the numbers suggest otherwise. Speaking of numbers, old Michael Steele. For those of you who don't know who Michael Steele is, Michael Steele is the Republican National Committee Chairman. You know, the guy who runs the Republican Party's political platform. I mean, he sets the agenda. He's out there campaigning. And I mean, we could say last year, the Republicans came up, right? They landslide victories all over. Took the House back. I mean, they're on the offensive. They making it happen. As far as the whole electoral process goes, I mean, we can say that under Michael Steele, they've done very, very well. So, of course, Michael Steele announced, "I'm running for re-election next month," and supposed to be all good, right? Well, former Missouri GOP chairwoman Ann Wagner said the Republican National Committee is broken and needs to be fixed. She says the party under Steele's leadership mismanaged money and now finds itself in significant debt. We fell down as a national committee. Now, she goes on to say, we have got to fully fund our state victory program. Last time I checked, y'all won. So what did he do wrong? I mean, and it's not like I'm even defending him. I think it's hilarious. You know, coincidentally, and I'm not even going to say that this even bears a factor, but I'm saying it, and I probably have to go into racial rehab again. Just got out, but I'm going back. You know, Michael Steele just happens to be a darker individual. Some of you would say African-American. Some of you would probably say some other words. Not that I care, because I don't care about Michael Steele either way. But I think it's hilarious that unprecedented Republican gains, and they say he's doing something wrong. I'm like, last time I checked, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But I guess, Michael Steele, you did a horrible job. You got us landslide victories. You helped do all this, but you mismanaged the money. And I'm thinking that isn't mismanaging money part of politics? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I'm being facetious, of course, but that's what they do. They mismanage money. When don't they mismanage money? And back on the whole, speaking of things that are obvious, I mean, politicians mismanaging money and poor folks being more poor folks than they thought. I'm like, well, regular people know that there are poor folks. Maybe it's the people who aren't poor who never run across them, so they don't know. Now there's the revelation about slaves and the slave trade. I guess somebody did some research in revealing slave stories. They say half the ships set out from the Americas had African. Okay. They said in between 1492 and about 1820, four enslaved Africans left the old world for every European. And during those years, Africans comprised the largest old world forced oceanic migration in the history of the world. Really? Oh, shit. Damn. I don't think anybody knew. Oh, my God. This is groundbreaking research and news. Don't be headlines tomorrow, right? It's almost like right now, being surprised once again. For those who don't know, Luke's father was Darth Vader. I just wanted to break that story also, since they breaking out that, oh my God, the Africans came over in the slave trade. Yeah, we know that. Known that for a long as time. Now, do I care? Yeah. I mean, if I had a time machine and I had modern weapons, if I had a time machine, it's probably why they haven't created them. As they created the time machine and me and my homies could go back, we'd probably be responsible for the killings of a lot of slave traders. But alas, we do not have the time machine. So we cannot do it. Oh, well. And you know me, I'm about the love movement anyway. So I guess I would have told my European brothers, hark, who goes there? Please do not partake in the slave trade. It is morally wrong and irreprehensible. Irreprehensible? Shit, it's just bad. That's what I would have said. And everyone would agree with me, right? Right. On that note, we go into another break. This is Kayla. I'm Only Human.
Come back home. I said, listen, baby, I don't know. I'm only human. I said, baby, don't. cause every second I ain't with her is another second waste. And I don't like the way it tastes, bitter sweet sour days, working hour after hour trying to keep her lace and J's. But what a fucking waste, waste of money, waste of time, cause she go back for just to have me home at night. It's bad enough her daddy couldn't do shit if he tried. So the only parent she got left is taken by a 9 to 5. Make that 9 to 9, these checks don't cut it. So what if everything in me tells me I should just say fuck it? I'll just keep on mama's clothes and let my tears fall in this bucket, cause my daughter at home thinking how the fuck she say she love me when she ain't never here and she always drop me off at another motherfucker's house and she don't even call. Nah, she don't care at all, she just wanna get that money. But what good is the cash if I can't trade it for her loving? I said, baby, don't cry no more. She said, mama, don't lie no more. Tell me the truth, when you gon' come back home? I said, listen, baby, I don't know, I'm only human. I said, mama, don't cry no more. She said, baby, don't lie no more. Tell me the truth, when you gon' come back home? I said, listen, mama, I don't know, I'm only human.
Together you
gotta
be smooth,
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kayla. I'm Only Human off her album, The Coldest Winter Ever, which personally right now, as a grown up, this is the coldest winter I've ever been involved in. It really gets cold in the Bay Area. I mean, it's cold for no reason whatsoever. Now, I used to live in Indiana. It's not Indiana cold, and I never want to experience that ever again, that whole the white Christmas and the flinging and jumping in the snow. I'm not feeling that ever. But I guess it's for some people, but not me. Anyway, now, we talk about stuff in the news, and in a lot of the news nowadays, you get focused on, you get the focus on things like murders in the street, which is sad. I mean, the whole people losing loved ones, that's never a good thing. And then you have the follow a celebrity around deal where everybody's following celebrities to see what they're doing. I'm not feeling that. I look at it like celebrity is just a person who's on TV more than me. Not that I'm on TV ever, but I'm just saying. And it shouldn't be anything where people like worship so-called celebrities like they're God. Oh my God. And so you have whole new shows that talk about that. But it's rare when people talk about things that matter, like stuff that goes into your food, stuff that goes into your water. Now, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, I believe that it's one of those things where it's hyped up to talk about this bullshit. So you don't read and hear about stuff that's really, really important. Like, in Germany, there's a dioxin scare. It's saying German feed fat contains 77 times the limit. You know, dioxin, a toxic chemical. It's been discovered in German feed that the contamination level 77 times the permitted level. Now, we're talking about this plant produces fats to be used in industrial processes like paper making, as well as to enrich feeds for animals, i.e. the food that you have to partake in every now and again. When you're going out, you know, you could be eating the animal that ate some of this feed. Now, why this isn't one of those huge stories, I mean, because to me, This is like BP. You know, dioxin, which is a substance which shouldn't even been used in food for animals. And it's in your food. 77 times the amount. Now, as we all know, 77 times the amount of anything will probably have your ass in the hospital. So this is what the animals eat, and you eat these animals. I mean, it was so bad that 1,000 farms in Germany were closed because they had taken feed from the processing plant. And then 4,079 farms and businesses were closed. And, of course, they said initially the problem was supposedly confined to Germany. Then it was revealed that some affected eggs were exported, and then Britain, and it's turning up in foods such as mayonnaise, a pastry. So all of a sudden, South Korea, they block imports of German pork and poultry products. And, you know, it makes you wonder, this happens in Germany, is it something that is exclusive to that side of the water? Does that type of thing happen here? I mean, you know, you see those things on your advertisements, on your packages of your food, saying, "Hey, this animal was fed this. This is fresh chicken fed with such and such." But do we really know? I mean, it's sort of like when they talk about spring water. Straight from the spring. You know, the springs that the bears are in and every other animal licking and shitting in, for lack of a better word. Oh, this is clean. Look, man, all of it's recycled. That's the cycle of life, man. Isn't that photosynthesis? You know, I think that that's a huge story. I think it's a scary ass story when you talk about this is your food. You know, I mean, there have been the whole thing about the WikiLeaks. You know, there was a Frenchman who was suspended over WikiLeaks-style website. Now, what makes WikiLeaks so special is the fact that it's, it's doctrines that, well, not doctrines, documents that we're supposedly not supposed to see. And I have a hard time thinking that if they wanted to keep some stuff secret, they could if they wanted to. And, of course, then there are some folks who just happen to be able to hack and get said documents, and, hey, it comes out. But it's kind of chilling to me that we are always arresting the people who blow the whistle. The people who are trying to help everybody. Nobody is trying to get the people who are doing the bad stuff. You're trying to get the people that expose the people doing the bad stuff. I'm like, are we on the wrong side here? I thought the people who caught the people doing the bad shit supposed to be the heroes, and the people who do the bad shit supposed to be going to jail. I mean, whistleblowers get suspended, blown up, killed, your career's over with, but the guys, individuals who did the wrong, keep going. Maybe I'm in the wrong world. I don't understand. I'm off a little bit. That's probably what it was. I don't quite understand things the way it's supposed to be. I mean, like I was reading this story real quick about this nurse in Michigan who was fired for refusing the flu shot. You know, she, Karen Bashista, said she was given a pink slip after she declined to get vaccination. Now, we've heard about like military cats who, if they didn't take shots, they got in trouble. I think some vaccinations, because as kids we get vaccinations here in the United States. I mean, are you saying that as a health representative, by law, I have to get all these vaccinations, even though there's no conclusive evidence that it would hinder my health? I think that it hit some serious. I mean, now they said this year, all the people at the hospital, St. Joseph's Mercy Hospital workers, they volunteered, they're required to get flu and whooping cough vaccines. Now, according to the hospital, 95% of all the workers agreed to get the vaccines. And they say that it's the first step in keeping patients and other workers safe. I guess in Washtenaw County, where all this is going on in Michigan, whooping cough is a major concern. Kind of funny, I had a coworker that we always used to laugh about her whooping cough. Everything was a damn cough. Anyway, that's just wrong. But it's funny. It may be a couple people who know what I'm talking about, know who I'm talking about, and they know that shit is funny. Just for no reason whatsoever. Now, I got to give a shout-out to my main man, Eric Betts. It's his birthday today. I know he's out doing his thing, doing what people do on their birthday. And I'm sure that it's something really, really, really good. That's what I'm doing my birthday. And I'm sure he's like-minded. You know, he's like my brother from another mother. I want to give a shout out to my man, Eric Betts. Happy birthday, son. Do your thing. Enjoy your day, and may you have many more. And I know he a West Coast man to the fullest. Raider fan for some strange reason. You know, I don't get it. Man. Guess it doesn't even matter. He's a Laker fan, too, but I'm not even going to go there because I'm not trying to wear myself out. But I'm going to drop some West Coast for him here. This is Del C in the Mad Circle off their album. This is Dress Code.
Yeah. Yep, niggas. Playing Pistol Rob Domino's.
Hey, nigga, let me hit that.
You know what's making me mad? Day after day, I'm catching all of the slack. Seems you gotta wear suit unless you wanna get jacked. In the 90s, all these fools gotta set up your thing. Where if you ain't wearing a three-piece suit, you gotta gang bang. I walked in the restaurant to order ramp. People staring like I had manure in my pants. Grabbing their purse, checking their wallets in the back, and thinking I'ma rob them cause I'm in all black. Yo, my photo was a cuff with the crease down the middle. Snake scan around my waist so my pants hang a little. But I don't deal the package of crack, so what's the reason for the dirty look? Yo, check my name in your book. Seem like every time I snap on my starter cap, it's time for a breath of fresh air. I end up filling out a questionnaire. What's your name? Where you going? Yo, what gang are you from? They tell me don't get smart, cause so I play dumb. Cause when I tell them where I stay, it doesn't get better. Listen, South Central, they assume you gotta chill. Bell Records. A stereotypical attitude that if you look like me, you gotta run with a crew. Cause when I step upon a scene, everybody's getting pesto. No matter what the color, what's up, I'm getting sweated for my dress code.
What they do, wear your shirt and tie and run with the crew.
That's why,
hey, Griff, get back.
When is this a prison? I'm blogging off the way that I'm living. Seems everywhere I turn, I'm assuming the position. At school, I'm getting tired of hearing the same old thing. Here come the rigged insecurity, sweats me for my earring. I don't carry a gun, though they consider me a threat. I guess I got them scared by the way that I dress. Unlike you, I couldn't afford to shop and make these a penny. So I stopped to the scout me for a fresh pair of jeans. So what you're telling me is now I'm a crook. Who wrote the book on how a kid in my position's supposed to look?
Give me a fade and a pair of tight pants. I get a chance with the girls who wouldn't give me a grant. A big funny looking hat just to cover my nap. A pair of patent leather shoes might keep me out of traffic. If I made that turn, it might save me some trouble. But I gotta watch my back on the alert for a squabble.
Don't go here, don't go there.
Brothers coming up missing.
Got a
pocket full of money and I'm still getting jittery. Is this a scam or a phase of my life that I'm going through? If you're just like me,
you gotta run with a crew.
I'm ticking like a time bomb, ready to explode, even in my front yard.
What's up?
I'm getting sweated for my dress code.
All right, fellas, no tennis shoes, no hat, no khakis. All right.
Let's take a trip to the club scene.
Somebody tell me what's going on.
They gotta wear a silk shirt just to dance to a funk song. Bouncers making enemies for minimum wage. But they're the first ones to run when the club gets crazy. Don't wanna let me in because I'm wearing my beat. And if you're sporting gold, then you gotta be a dog.
I paid $17.50 to hear a funky rhyme. But when they're pressing on the door like I just did it, I'm back.
They put a curfew on Westwood to keep me in my neighborhood. My hat's to the back, so I'ma be up to no good.
I got a jacket on my back for the fact that I rap.
Get on me for what? No, I don't wear tucks. And if I ever got a Grammy, man, I'm belling some Chuck Taylors to show the whole world it's alright to be yourself. Should I change the way I dress so I can look like the rest? Wear a red, black, and green, but they don't know what it means. Put on an African medallion, now they down with the scene. Perpetrate for a click, first they went 90s rich, but they ain't getting rich.
Ain't that a bitch?
Don't strike a cheap pose. I got soul in my stroll. So they banned my video.
For what?
Cause they didn't like my dress code.
Wear your shirt and tie and run with the crew.
That's why.
Hey, Greg, get back.
Hey, yo, Jesus, man, I don't know why they tripping me. I wonder what they look funny ass slippery shoes. I never was one to wear no silk, homie. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Smurf buggy boots and old funny plaid pants and big old bows and flat. I ain't none of that, man. Yeah. So, man, all I got is khakis, too. How much money you got? Peace, I'm gonna get a 40.
Together you got to move, Drummer, Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer. That was Dub C and the Mad Circle, Dress Code, off their album, old school album, one of my favorite classic albums. Ain't a Damn Thing Changed. Speaking of Ain't a Damn Thing Changed, of course, we talked ad nauseum about the Arizona shooting. Now, come to find out, Tuesday, Governor Jan Brewer signed the emergency legislation Tuesday that bars protests within 30 feet of the funeral because, I don't know, some of y'all know, there's a certain church in Topeka, Kansas, that staged protests at funerals of people who died of AIDS, gay people, soldiers, and even Coretta Scott King. The church was founded by a guy who is 80 years old. Y'all know my policy. I'm not going to say their name because their names don't deserve to be said when they do some shit like that. But they go and they make fun and mock people during their time of pain. I'm not feeling folks like that, and will never feel folks like that. I think it's sad, you know, that you have people whose life and dream is about that. Speaking of dream, I mean, we all know that Martin Luther King Day is coming up here. This Monday, this coming Monday, is not his actual birthday, but it's when it's celebrated. You know, everybody talks about Martin Luther King and he had the dream and it I don't think people fully appreciate and understand what Martin Luther King stood for, you know, because they stop at I have a dream, you know, the whole little white, little black boys, little white girls holding hands together. Now, it was a little bit more than that. I mean, I remember the speech where he talked about, you know, because everybody talks about Muhammad Ali and the whole I'm not going into the draft. Well, Martin Luther King had that same conscientious objector. He did a whole speech on it where he was urging all of the clergy to give up their because I believe the clergy at the time were they couldn't be drafted. And he was saying, I'm giving mine up to be a conscientious objector because the war was wrong. And I think people don't understand the depths of that. You know, they stop at I have a dream and all that. But this is something where he took a stand against the government and the money making, and I believe that's what got him eventually assassinated. You know, because it's not the walking in the streets and talking about, you know, black and white. That's a dime a dozen. But when you take a political stand that stands up to government and affects the money machine, because at the end of the day, it's about the money machine. If you messing with the money, they take you out. If you're not messing with the money, it doesn't matter. You can go on for days. I mean, hell, Klan, gangbangers, they only exist because they are pawns of the system, meaning they don't really hurt or help. They just keep people divided, and so they are, quote unquote, the non-aspirers to the dream. They don't help the situation. They don't help folks come together to fight against injustice, you know, as far as political injustice, which for us comes out as financial. And I mean, that's part of what Martin Luther King stood for. And I think that's what people need to be looking at. You know, I mean, he didn't do it for him. And yeah, of course, there's somebody who's out there talking about Martin Luther King and he was a womanizer, he did this, he did that. Hey, nobody's perfect. Do you judge folks off their imperfections, or do you judge folks off of their body of work? That's what it's all about, the body of work. I mean, his body of work was better than the imperfections. Because, I mean, I believe you say, who among you is without sin? Cast them stones, glass houses. Just saying, you know, think about the totality. People make mistakes. A person should not be vilified for the mistakes unless they kill a whole bunch of people. But that's a whole nother conversation. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you all have a great weekend, long weekend, wherever you at, whatever country you're in. Enjoy. I'm Dick Hugger. Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.